We Never Asked for Wings by Vanessa Diffenbaugh. Read for you by Emma Baring and Robbie Damon.
Alex shivered, suddenly cold, but sweating too. It was probably true. The question was whether or not Enrique wanted to be left behind. What else do they say? They say he's the best in the world. I thought you said they wouldn't trust him with a dead rat. Not Benny. Your grandfather. Everyone knew about his grandfather's art. It had been the same in Mexico. If a bird died anywhere in the state of Michoacán, and later, in the Bay Area, it found its way to the Espinosa family's front stoop. It was why Enrique had never given up hope. There must be a market for his work, he said, if God had gathered all of North America to support it. He might be. Is it true you shoot birds for the feathers? Maritza says that's why you're always in such a hurry to leave after school. Alex laughed. He should say yes. There was so much better a reputation than having to run home just because your grandmother demanded it. No. People bring him the birds, or we find them. They're already dead, most of the time, or hurt or dying. My grandfather leaves a basket for them outside our door.
And he plucks the feathers?
Yeah, and files them. He sorts everything by species and color and date.
Sounds cool.
It is. She looked at him directly, and he was surprised by her confidence.
Can I see them?
Now? Alex checked his watch and felt a moment of panic. They'd been gone too long already, and he hadn't even thought of what he would say when they returned empty-handed, Alex with a soaking wet sleeve. Yesenia stood up and dusted off the back of her pants.
No, not now, she said. Friday?
Sure. Friday. There was a chance his mother would be back on Friday, but knowing Letty, they would probably still be waiting, and alone.